Welcome to the Store Audit Lab podcast, practical e-commerce SEO guidance for store owners, small teams, developers, and agencies. This episode is produced by Store Audit Lab and narrated with a synthetic voice. You can read the full transcript and related resources at storeauditlab.com. Today, we are answering a basic question that often becomes unnecessarily complicated. What should an e-commerce SEO audit actually prioritize? An audit is useful when it turns a large set of possible issues into a short, ordered list of actions. It is not useful when it simply exports every warning from a crawler. E-commerce sites can produce hundreds or thousands of URLs through products, collections, categories, filters, tags, internal search, pagination, and campaign parameters. That scale makes prioritization more important than raw issue count. Begin with the pages that carry the store's commercial and discovery work. That normally includes the homepage, important collection or category pages, representative product pages, high traffic editorial pages, and any landing pages used for seasonal or paid campaigns. You do not need to inspect every URL manually before you can identify useful patterns. A representative sample can show whether important pages have unique titles, clear headings, useful copy, working canonical signals, crawlable internal links, and an obvious path to the next action. The word representative matters. A sample containing 10 nearly identical product pages will tell you less than a sample that includes the homepage, 2 collections, 3 products with different templates, 2 guides, a filtered URL, and a discontinued item. The goal is to understand the systems that create pages, not merely to count pages. An e-commerce page can fail in several different ways. Search engines may not discover it. They may discover it, but choose another URL as canonical. The page may be indexed, but rank poorly, because it does not match the search decision. It may attract impressions, but earn few clicks. It may receive visits, but make the product or next step hard to understand. Those are different problems, and they need different responses. If the page is not discoverable, inspect navigation, internal links, the XML sitemap, and robots directives. If several URLs compete for the same purpose, inspect canonicals, redirects, filters, parameters, and duplicated page content. If the page receives impressions at a low position, review whether the page answers the query and whether stronger sites offer a more complete decision. If the page ranks but receives few clicks, the title and search snippet may deserve attention. If the page gets visits but no meaningful action, the problem may be merchandising, clarity, trust, or offer fit rather than SEO. An audit should name which type of problem is present. A generic warning such as page needs optimization is not specific enough to act on. E-commerce SEO problems are often created by templates. One weak pattern can affect hundreds of URLs. Check whether product titles are reused as title tags without any useful context. Check whether collection descriptions are copied, empty, or placed so far below the product grid that they do not help the visitor. Check whether product variants create separate URLs with no clear canonical strategy. Check whether filtered navigation generates crawlable combinations that add little value. Check whether discontinued products disappear without a useful replacement path. Also inspect structured data, but keep the purpose clear. Structured data should describe what is visibly present. It does not replace useful product information, descriptive internal links, clear availability, or accurate merchant details. When a pattern affects many pages, the audit should identify the template or system responsible. Fixing the system is usually more efficient than editing each affected page by hand. Many audit tools label issues as errors, warnings, or notices. Those labels are useful for sorting, but they do not know the business value of each page. A missing description on an unimportant filtered URL may deserve less attention than a broken canonical on the store's highest value collection. A small image on a page with no demand may deserve less attention than internal links that prevent important products from being discovered. An audit should combine technical evidence with page purpose, search evidence, and business importance. For each recommendation, record the affected URL or template, the observed evidence, why it matters, the proposed action, and the expected owner. Use an owner such as developer, content editor, merchandiser, or store administrator. That turns the report into a working queue instead of a static document. A practical priority order starts with blockers. Fix pages that cannot be crawled, important URLs that redirect incorrectly, broken canonical signals, missing or inaccessible primary content, and serious tracking or checkout defects. Next, address patterns that affect many valuable pages. This may include collection templates, product schema, internal linking, duplicate variant URLs, or discontinued product handling. Then improve pages that already show evidence of opportunity. Search impressions, relevant queries, existing links, revenue importance, and seasonal timing can all justify moving a page higher in the queue. Finally, consider lower impact cleanup. Not every warning needs immediate action. Some should be documented and monitored rather than fixed. The final report should be shorter than the raw crawl. It should explain what was sampled, what was not inspected, and which tools or sources supplied the evidence. It should separate verified defects from hypotheses. It should avoid guarantees and should not pretend that one audit can predict rankings. The most useful output is a small set of prioritized actions with evidence attached. A store owner should be able to read the first page and know what to fix first, why it matters, and who needs to do it. You can find Store Audit Lab's e-commerce, SEO audit checklist, audit template, and redacted sample report at storeauditlab.com. Store Audit Lab offers a fixed scope $100 audit covering up to 10 representative public URLs and up to 10 keyword or page opportunities, delivered as a prioritized PDF within 48 hours. Implementation is not included. This episode was produced by Store Audit Lab and narrated with a synthetic voice. Thanks for listening.